So Hare Krishna, we will be reading this morning and the other mornings from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is today chapter 2, text 3, I believe. Before starting our lecture, I would bring this song to your attention, which I feel is very important to give the theme of this series of lectures. I believe the series of lectures is called Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Ongoing Mercy. In this lecture, I would very much like to establish how mercy is the important, the very essential point in bringing the conditioned soul forward in his or her journey to Krishna. I would like to speak about how the greatest amount of Krishna's mercy can be found in the compassionate heart of Nitai Gaur. And I also would like to say something which I feel is very important to say. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not just a historical figure who appeared 500 years ago and is now very much gone from the horizon of our life. No, no, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy can be contacted even today. I believe some of these subjects will be brought up by Bhagavati in her lecture today about Lila Tattva. It's an eternal, she will say amongst other subjects, that this is an eternal reality which we can access, which we can contact. Did I understand you correctly? That's one of the themes, maybe even a motto of the... But it's one of the themes for sure. Good. So, it's nice that that the presentations in the Sangha Mela are connected with each other. So here is the song for you. It's called, in a very, let me say, heart-moving way. Who will go, O brothers? Who will go, O sisters? Ke jabi, ke jabi bhai, bhava sindhu pada, danya kali yugera, Chaitanya avatara, ama gorangera gate, adane ke habai, yadanda turavadi parai. Oh brothers, who wants to cross beyond the ocean of material existence? Anyone here who wants to cross? Oh, brothers and sisters. The sisters are more enthusiastic than the brothers today. Who? Ralph, do you want to cross over the ocean of material existence? Very good. Sangita. Are you interested to cross over the ocean of material existence? You are interested. All right. Then this lecture is for all of you. Lord Chaitanya has descended in this glorious age of Kali. Please note the word. Dhanya. Dhanya means glorious. Glorious Kali Yugera. At my beloved Lord Gauranga's ghat, there's a ferry which is taking everyone, including the materialistic, the blind, and the afflicted. And this boat takes them across the material ocean, free of cost. Then this boat is described. The spiritual master is the helmsman. This means like the captain or the person who steers the boat. The spiritual master is the helmsman on this boat of the holy name. With his arms upraised, he incites everyone to chant in kirtan. Yes. This very often is there in our spiritual literature. When something very important is communicated, the communicator will raise his arms, like Krishna does, Kaviraj Goswami does in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, where he says, I raise my arms, my dear devotee, and I declare to you, take this verse, Trinadapi Sunichena, bind it around your neck for constant remembrance, and then chant. So here also, our steering man, the helmsman on the boat of the holy name, raises his arms and he incites everyone, chant, chant, chant. With the help of the wind of divine love, all living entities easily cross the material ocean. Only Lochandas Thakur has been left behind because of his own fault. It's a song by Lochandas Thakur. I thought to bring your attention to this phrase, Danya Kali Yugera, in the glorious age of Kali. Lord Chaitanya is there with his boat, a ferry boat, which is moving by the winds of prema, and which is steered by the spiritual master, who encourages us and enthuses us to chant with arms upraised. I have heard other translations where it said that the arms of the devotees who are on this boat, they are like oars. Oars heißt Ruder or Radas. Why is the age of Kali all of a sudden glorious? What has happened here? What has happened is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared and he has given the most wonderful gift of spontaneous love to the fallen souls of this age of Kali. This has never been given before in any other time, and therefore, because of this gift, the Kali Yuga is described to be glorious, because here the holy name is present, and not just an ordinary holy name, I mean, as it is chanted in other ages as well, but Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has imbued or impregnated this name with prema. It can give you prema, or love of Godhead. He has made a garland, says Chaitanya Charitamrita, where he has used the beautiful flowers of the holy name and strung them on the threat of the holy name. And he has garlanded the holy world, the whole world. May I ask you a question? Are you garlanded? Have you received the garland of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? In Chaitanya Lila, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would always garland his devotees. And not only that, he would put sandalwood on his devotees' forehead. The devotees were maybe not entirely, no, they were comfortable because it was the desire of the Lord. But maybe some of them felt, I don't deserve this attention. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would garland them. So in this is the glory you can get your garland from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like any glorious person gets when he has received a garland. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can make you glorious in this glorious age of Kali. I thought of another reason why the age of Kali is glorious, which is given in this song. It's glorious because there is a god and a beautiful, strong ferry boat which can take everyone across. The ferry boat of my Gauranga, my beloved Lord Gauranga. And you don't even have to pay. It's free of cost. You know, an ocean becomes very glorious when you are... on top of a boat. But when you are in the ocean, it's a struggle. So I do remember, I believe it was with Shishti Kata, when he was the assistant. Do you remember going on a ferry boat from Germany to Denmark and then Sweden? I think we both were standing on the railing and looking in the blue water with the waves, and I was talking, it must have been to you, Shishtikara. I said, I'm so happy I'm on top of the boat and I don't have to swim in this ocean, you know. It's very nice when you are in an ocean on top of a boat, and it's extremely miserable when you are in an ocean and you have to swim on your own. Especially it's miserable after some time, let us say a day or two. Then it's very miserable. So when you are in the boat of of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's boat, you know, then it's very, very nice to be in Kali Yuga. But when you are not, it's extremely miserable. May I ask you a question? A second question. Are you on the boat of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Do you feel how blissful the age of Kali is? How you can look and just feel totally encouraged and so on. This series of lectures is about getting on the boat. So this is an introduction based on Lochan Das Thakur's song, Kejabi, Kejabi, Bhai. Jaya, Jaya, Si Chaitanya, Jaya, Nitananda. Jaya, Deita Chanda, Jaya, Gaura Bhakta Brinda. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Shri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Sava Loka Udarite Gauravatara. Nishtarena hetu tara trivida prakara. Sarva loka udarite gauravatara. Nishtarena hetu tara trivida prakara. Sarva loka udarite gauravatara. Nishtarera hetu tara trivida prakara. In his incarnation as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Sri Krishna descended to deliver all the living beings in the three worlds, from Brahma Loka down to Patala Loka. He caused their deliverance in three ways. I shall deliver the fallen souls. This statement characterizes the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna's thought, enough. In the Bible, whenever God thinks enough, he sends a flood or something. Here, when... This was not entirely fair to the Christian religion. But at least in the Old Testament this happens. Here, a merciful reaction comes. The Lord understands they will not make it alone. They have not understood the Gita. Savadamang Parijaja is on too high of a level for the people in Kali Yuga to follow. Anyways, I shall deliver them. And he did so by making three very wonderful arrangements. And especially one of these wonderful arrangements is something which is very, how do you say, relevant for our own spiritual life. Shaksha darshan arayogya bhakta jive avesha karaye kohon kohon avibhava. The Lord delivered the fallen souls in some places by meeting them directly. This is Shakshat darshan. In other places, especially those where the people could not come and see them, see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he sent devotees whom he empowered. And when people met those devotees, those empowered personalities, they were actually meeting the Lord. The Lord traveled, in other words, in the hearts of his devotees to meet as many as conditioned souls as possible. This is called Avesha Karaye. And in still other places, he appeared before the people himself. And this is called an avyabhava. Let us study these three ways in which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to manifest his mercy. Let us study the first one, the Sakshat Darshan, or direct vision. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Navadvip, of course, all his devotees there would have his direct meeting. Later, he went to Puri, and in Puri, many, many living beings had his, direct darshan. Many extraordinary beings. Then he went to, I forgot, was it first that he went through South India and then to Vrindavan? Or did he first go to Vrindavan and then to South India? But on his travels, extended travels, long travels, he would deliver not only human beings with his direct darshan, but animals. When he was in Puri, this is something for the esoterically minded, beings from all over the universes came, beings from the seven islands, the planets of the devatas came, from Gandhava Loka and Kinara Loka, the places of the angel-like beings. These beings came in the guise of humans, and in this way the three worlds were delivered. Lochan Das Thakur describes how once there was a very poverty-stricken Brahmana, and he was so poor that he contemplated to commit suicide. So in his distress, he went to the ocean in the night. All of a sudden, he saw a powerful being coming from the waters of the ocean. He was very tall, maybe three times as tall as the Brahmana. And he had a very, very aristocratic appearance. Brahmana asked him, "Who are you?" "Vibhisan from the island of gold." "You are Vibhisan from Lanka. Can you give me some money?" "Fool," said Vibhisan, "come with me. There's something more important than money. I have gone here to meet Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who gives prema. Come with me." And then he took this ignorant Brahmana along and to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So there are very, I think the Brahmana also got some wealth to keep him alive and so on. And that's not the point of the story. The point is, many beings came, including these ancient personalities who took the darshan of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita that only one meeting with the Lord, only one meeting, even seeing him from a distance as he performed his kirtan surrounded by millions of people, only one meeting satisfied the residents fully. They became spiritually advanced, and it is described that they immediately obtained prema, or love of Godhead, and became devotees. They chanted Krishna's holy name and danced in abundance. This was how Lord Chaitanya delivered the three worlds through his sakshat, or direct, darshan. Now, obviously, there were some people who could not go because of their entanglements, maybe duties which they had to perform. We also hear this, that there were devotees during Krishna's time who wanted to have the Sakshat Darshan of Lord Krishna, but they could not because they worshipped the deities and they were duty-bound to be with the deities. If you are a pujari, you know, you cannot leave your service to the deities. It has to be done. It's extremely important. So, but others were just plainly entangled there. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered the bodies of pure devotees to deliver them. And one example is Nakula Das Brahmachari from Ambuya Muluka. That is a Muslim name given to a village where this great personality lived. From time to time, we hear that the Lord Chaitanya entered his body, and then his body began to shine with the same luster as that of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He would start to chant in great ecstasy, and masses of people would come around him. And at this moment, they would feel the divine energy of the Lord. I'm somehow reminded, in Germany, there was this well-known healer who was also, of course, controversial to the medical guild. And he would, it's described, he would come on his balcony. His neck would usually swell when he would feel this energy, which he said was God's energy. And then he would just heal the people. And he was apparently extremely successful. He was a very kind-hearted personality and very God-conscious. And I saw pictures of 10,000 people. This was the number which was given under the picture, who assembled for one of these healing, healing days. And they threw away their crutches and they would move. And this healer would just consider himself a humble instrument in the hands of the Lord. A very God-conscious person who preached very simple God-conscious messages. But here is something slightly different, although it might remind us culturally of such a thing. Here Nakula Das Brahmaji is distributing the rarest gift, pure love of Godhead, which makes you a resident of the eternal world. And he would usually give an advice to all people. Chant Hare Krishna. I think this is to be expected of a devotee of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We hear of Shivananda Sena, who had doubts in his mind that Lord Gauranga can really or does really appear in the heart of Nakula Das Brahmachari, and he resolved in his mind, I will only believe that this is a fact if Nakula Das Brahmachari calls me personally the next time he has his kirtan meetings and tells me my secret mantra through which I worship my Ishta Deva. So when Nakula manifested this divine ecstasy the next time, he sent people to search for Shivananda Sena, who was hiding really at the edge. The people said, is someone here whose name is Shivananda Sena? Where is Shivananda? Nakula wants to see him. You know, Shivananda pointed his head, or gave some sign, or identified himself, and he was brought to Nakula, and Nakula immediately said, give up your doubts. Your secret mantra is the four-syllable mantra, Go Ranga. You give up this doubt and you... And he told him many things like this. And Shivananda Sena thought, well, my test is successful. Nakula Das Brahmachari has passed this. So this is how he, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, entered the bodies of pure devotees. In Krishna consciousness, we have this one song, Vaishnava Thakura, where we glorify the Vaishnava, the pure devotee, and we say one line is Govinda Vishram. Govinda takes a rest in your heart. You have the power to give me Govinda. You have the power to give me Krishna. Therefore, Vrindavan Chanda, you look so sweet when you are resting. Therefore, I'm running behind you. Please give me Krishna. Please give me Krishna. Kandare, I'm crying. I'm very eager. It's a very necessary that you give me Krishna. We are reminded of how Prabhupada was once asked a question. Prabhupada, I wonder, is the super soul always standing up? In the heart, and Prabhupada said, one moment. Then he said, he's just now resting. So this is how the Lord, Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if the Vaishnava is a Chaitanya Bhakta, is really in the heart of the devotee. He's present there. And the devotee can give us the Lord. This is the second way. Krishna Shakti Vine Nahe Tara Pravatan. Only someone can deliver who has been fulfilled with the Krishna Shakti. And the third way is Avirbhav. That is when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared personally in his form. It's described that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always appeared in four places because of his attraction to the love of his devotees. One place where he appeared was in the household temple of Mother Sachi. He would actually come and take the food. I think we need to open the windows just very briefly because some of you... do not get enough oxygen. I feel I'm torturing you. We will give you now sufficient amount of oxygen so you can be fully attentive and hear about the four places where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always appeared. One is in the household temple of Mother Sachi. It's only for a very short time. It's very healthy. Just breathe through the nose. Then nothing can happen to you. Don't breathe through the mouth. He would sometimes eat from the plate which Mother Sachi would offer. And when Mother Sachi took back the plate, there was nothing left on the plate. And she was bewildered. Have I just imagined that I have offered something? Maybe the plates were not filled. Maybe I'm just thinking about my Gauranga from morning till evening. He is gone. He has left his mother. I'm only staying alive because if he would hear news of my death, he would suffer. So, but now my mind has become a little bit deranged. She would go back to the pots. And she would see that something was missing from the pots. Strange. Strange days. So this is, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would send his mother notices. No mother, I'm coming to eat. I told you. when you think of me, I'm there. I told you when I left you, when you chant with your tongue my name, I'm there. You only chant Gaura, 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 Gaura. I'm always there. I cannot leave you. Then the second place where Lord Chaitanya would regularly appear is when Lord Nityananda would dance. I mean, Lord Nityananda's dancing is really something else. Lord Nityananda would dance sometimes so much that the cloth would fall from his divine body. And then he would just put the cloth as a turban around his head and continue. He was not like us when we lose our dhotis in kirtan. We are highly embarrassed. He would just... he would really dance. I can't imagine how. It said anyone who sees the dancing of Nityananda, he gets liberated from material existence. I very much hope that one day, in some other lifetimes, in future lifetimes, I will be able to see the amazing dancing of Lord Nityananda. It is often the Vaishnava says can't be described. It's so ecstatic. So there is an instant when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in Panihati, the devotees were just sitting in rows, and there were so many devotees sitting in rows, eating, respecting the prasadam, that some of them sat even in the Ganga to eat in the Ganga. You know, up till here, they had two big pots of two different types of rice, sweet rice, and with yogurt, and another with condensed milk. Maybe a little bit like the recipe in Ambika Kalna. No, in Ramuna. So they were eating, but then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would, Nityananda would go through the rows of the devotees, and he would dance and chant in ecstasy. He would take some rice from some of the plates, and he would feed Gauranga with it, who had arrived due to his older brother's ecstatic dancing. It's the second place where Lord Gauranga appeared. The third place is in the house of Shrivas Pandit, also during congregational chanting. And the fourth place is in the house of Raghava Pandit. It's described that there is a very, very particular flower in Puri, the Dhammanaka flower, which Mahaprabhu liked very much for his garlands. This flower does not grow in Bengal. It comes from a tree. It's a flower-bearing tree. So once when Nityananda was in the house of Raghava Pandit, everyone could perceive this amazing fragrance of the Dhammanaka flower. And they concluded that Gauranga had appeared, invisible to their eyes, but surely visible to Nita's eyes and to the eyes of the host, Raghava Pandit. The reason why I talk about this in greater detail is to say that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not limited when he appeared to one place where he gave his direct darshan, but he would appear at other places. The question, however, is for us, did he and does he appear also at other times? For instance, can he appear 2006? That is a good question. What do you think, Parivari Prabhu? This is a very good question. Can he appear in, and let us ask this question even more bold. Let us now for a moment give up all shame and shyness. Can he appear to me? Me means the everyone me. Is this possible? And if it is possible, how is it possible? This is a question which has great transcendental significance. It is this question which we will pose a few times during this. It's almost designed to be like a continuous lecture series. My dear devotees, I really think this question is important. We must have projects in our lives which are of a spiritual kind, which enthuse us. If we are not spiritually enthused, we will have to look for our entertainment or how do you say, our happiness in the heart, some other places. So what would you prefer? Some hero whom you can see in the movie or read about in a book, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who appears in your heart? I mean, it's a question which answers itself. Before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left the world, he did something which not only God does, but which his pure devotees also do. He gave instructions how he can be present to his devotees. I remember my own spiritual master. He would, Srila Prabhupada, before he left, he made it very clear how his disciples can remain in contact with him even after his disappearance. He made this very clear, and he gave the secret how to contact him. In the same way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave a secret how to contact him. I remember at this moment also Shankara. Shankara took sannyas when he was 8 years old only, and his mother was very, very grief-stricken because her husband had left. And left the body, and her son was really everything she had in her life. It was only one son. And Shankara had asked his mother, allow me to take sannyas, but the mother said, no, it's not possible. I will die, and it's not dharmic if you let your mother die. This is not a good start into spiritual life. So then Shankara, it's described, he went one day with his mother and he took his bath in the river, and by his illusory potencies, after all he's Lord Shiva, he created the vision of a crocodile attacking him. And he was fighting in the river, and the river was becoming red with the blood from his legs. And then he said, Mother, I'm dying, can I take sannyas now? Mother was there, oh son, what question? Mother, I want to take sannyas now, fulfill this last desire before I die. And the mother, I can't really, I mean, she must have been very moved. It was not at all funny. It was very hard pressing. Mother, I don't know what the mother would say in such a situation. Can I take sannyas now? She would cry and say, yes, of course. I don't know how to say it, how a mother would say it. So then the illusion went away. Shankara went out of the river, paid his most humble obeisances to his mother, and left. Mother was crying. My son, how can you leave me? How can you do such a thing? What an unfair trick you have put on your fair mother, on your mother. Shankara said, Mother, when you need me, just call my name. I will come to you. So his mother did this when she was on the deathbed. It's a very moving story, really. She was dying, and Shankara was just preaching to 5,000 disciples. When all of a sudden he felt the taste of the breast milk of his mother in his mouth. And he knew, my mother is calling me. And he immediately stopped the lecture. And by his own mystic potencies, he's Lord Shiva, he appeared before his mother. The mother was on the deathbed and said, Son, I need you now. I have called for you. Thank you for coming. But please help me in this most difficult hour of my life. I am very desperate. I am very helpless. Death is just before my door. Shankara said, think of Brahman, mother. Then you will be free from all lamentation. You are eternal. His mother shook the head and said, don't trick me a second time. You know what is in my mind. Think of Lord Shiva. And Shankara revealed that he is that Shiva. The mother said, no. I am afraid. I see all your impossible associates who, you know, the Shiva Ganas. No. You know of whom I'm thinking. Then Shankara prayed, because after all, he's a very great devotee of Krishna. He prayed to Lord Keshava, oh Keshava, my mother is a devotee of you. I'm also a devotee of you. Appear and help my mother to go to you. And at that moment, the Lord appeared at the dying bed of the mother and took the mother back home, back to Godhead. Yes. So the point here is, pure devotees of all types of genders have told to their followers that we are with you. We can be with you. In the same way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given ways how the devotees can contact him. And it's very interesting. As you learn the secret, you will have to learn one word, which is called krama. You have to go different steps to reach the Lord. And these steps are explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And tomorrow we will teach you the first step to contact Lord Chaitanya Gauranga Mahaprabhu. I will end here and see if you have any questions. Yes.
Can you tell something more about Raghava Pandit?
Raghava Pandit was a pure devotee of Lord Krishna and of Lord Chaitanya. He lived at the bank of the Ganga, and he had a very particular way of offering, of serving his deity, Krishna deity. He would be very eager to offer Lord Krishna the best of coconuts. He had a coconut grove, but when he heard that there were better coconuts somewhere else than he could offer, he personally went and also sent his servants to this coconuts. Raghava Pandit is said that he was so particular about his deity worship, so speziell, sagen wir in Deutsch, that once the coconuts were carried in, but they touched the... Oh, now I have to turn to our English-speaking devotees. What is this called? The frame of the door, but the upper part? It's just the door frame, but I mean the... Da gibt's ein Wort für... the arch. Our pundits of the English language are not yet 100% sure. But you know, the upper part of the door frame, the coconuts touched there. And Raghava Pandit saw this and he said, the servants came with a basket and it touched it. This cannot be offered to my Lord. Get new coconuts. Because the dust from the feet of those who went under the door arch frame, this is now my own creation in the absence of a reliable word, it comes there, and in this way the coconuts were considered impure by Raghava Pandit. I mean, kilometers, they walked for kilometers to get those coconuts, who were the best of coconuts. But Raghava Pandit rejected them, because he wanted a first-class standard in deity worship. Every day Raghava Pandit, with his sister Damayanti, cooked huge bags full of prasadam. Gaurahari, this prasadam was the best of prasadam. It would be bags who had to be carried by several men to Puri to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They would be full of the amazing, most amazing preparations. One was made with Ganga mat. This would be something for Gaurabhavani, because Gaurabhavani is, to my knowledge, the greatest aesthetic cook I have met in this life, and this would be an interesting challenge, or Gangamayi, to make a sweet with Gangamat. First of all, don't just make it, here it is. There must be a way to prepare it, which must be amazing. Imagine a sweet from Gangamat. It must be totally fantastic. I don't know if it's only Ganga mat or if it is spiced with Ganga mat, or but he would make these wonderful sweets as his offering of love. Cooking for someone is really a manifestation of love. That's how the gopis made their butter. Yeah, the butter was nothing else than the love of their heart, which they wanted Krishna to accept and take. So this cooking, this is the gopi cooking style. And Raghava Pandit and Damayanti, they did this beautiful bags. They were known in Puri as the bags of Raghava Pandit. They were famous. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would eat regularly a little bit from the bags of Raghava Pandit. They also kept somehow. They did not, in other words, spoil. Don't know how they were kept, Gaurahari. When Gaurahari keeps dates in India, he has the most sophisticated scientific system so that the ants don't get it. He binds a thread from here to there and hangs it in the middle, and then he puts some water protection somewhere that the ants can't cross. It's the most scientific systems which Gaurahari develops for the thing. So I don't know how they kept the bags of Raghava Pandit. I can imagine you are highly interested how they were protected from the ants, but I do not know, Gaurahari. practical mind. So this is Raghava Pandit, and he hosted Nityananda when Nityananda Mahajan had come from Puri to preach in Bengal. He hosted him. And there's a wonderful description in Chaitanya Bhagavat about the extraordinary service that Raghava Pandit did to Nityananda as well. So in that house of this great devotee of Krishna, who and of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who served the Lord so well, the Lord would regularly appear. Anandini is talking about this will be the last questions. I also have to go, but you freely go, but I'm just saying that maybe some will get restless. Anandini is saying that if Shankara's mother would not have known Keshava and not desired Lord Keshava's darshan, he would have, Shankara would not have revealed that. So if I can speak about this, he had offered Brahman realization and he had revealed his form. Yeah, it is very, very necessary that a devotee in Krishna consciousness knows about, it's called satya, the goal of his spiritual practice. Damodar Priya, may I request you to give me an English-speaking Bhagavad Gita? If there is none, then a German. Und aufgeschlagen 1865. The satya is the goal of your spiritual practice. It's very important. And the sadhana which you do will give you the wind which will bring you to your satya. But if you have not a goal of your spiritual practice, you might move in circles. You might not have the orientation. And even though your sadhana may be powerful, you may not get the goal. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaks of such a sadhana in terms of the washermen. The washermen in Krishna Lila had the Sakshat Darshan of Krishna. You know, when Krishna entered the Mathura, the washermen saw Lord Krishna. And Krishna asked him, can you please give me the clothes? The washermen said, no, these are the clothes of the king. You cannot have them. Now this washermen, these rascal washermen, had performed sadhana for many lives to obtain the darshan of Krishna. Otherwise he would not have obtained it. But he had done this without a clear concept of bhakti, that is devotional service. And when the Lord asked him for service, he said, no, no, this is for the king. This is an example which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given. And he has said, I have come to spread bhakti to one and all. This bhakti or devotional service to Krishna, is this concept is so important as the goal of your practice. It's in other words not just the form of Krishna which is our satya. It's also what you do in relationship to Krishna, that you have a relationship, sambandha, abhideya and prayojana, which need to be very clear in the mind of a devotee. Prabhupada brings our attention to Krishna. He says, these words emphasize that one should direct his mind on Krishna. That means the two-handed form with a flute, the bluish boy with the enchanting face and with peacock feathers in his hair. In the Brahma Samhita and other scriptures, there are descriptions of Lord Krishna. One should direct his mind on this original form of God, Krishna. One should not direct his attention on other forms of the Lord. The Lord has many forms like Vishnu, Narayan, Rama, Varaha, etc. But a devotee should concentrate his mind on that form which was present before Arjuna. The concentration of the mind on the form of Lord Krishna is the most confidential part of knowledge. And this was revealed to Arjuna because he is Krishna's dearest friend. This is, if you want to read this, it's in the 18th chapter, text 65, the last paragraph. Yes? So, thank you very much for your wonderful questions. I cannot take more questions now. I will have to go for a preaching program in Heidelberg, but I will be for sure back for this evening when we have a very nice and very spiritually fulfilling evening with a dramatic reading. What I will read is meant to be a surprise, and surprises have to be kept secret until they are revealed. Thank you very much. I'm looking forward to see you, and especially important, tomorrow we will continue. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jay, Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan ki jay, Sri Sri Gaura Nitai ki jay, Srila Prabhupada ki jay, Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bo.